KC2WI. Valley service net, a little bit late, hadn't hear anybody else pick it up, so here we go. KC2WI calling the Black River Valley service net. This net's held every evening, 9 o'clock on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater. And then formal net, all operators are encouraged to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. Is there any emergency traffic? Over. This is KC2WI. We're looking for check-ins, any portable battery-powered mobile stations. Over.
Oh, P-DAT to KPR.
N2 KPR. Good evening, Rich. Go ahead.
I've had an interesting week over here, and I've run down to Syracuse again today to the VA, and I'll get my ears checked again. We finally got the infection cleared up. Now they gave me some salve to put in my ears twice a week and clean up the dry skin. That was what was causing all the infection. So once we get that cleared up, then everything will be fine. I can go back to wearing two hearing aids. And last week I went down and they did a hearing test on me. And they said that if I lose any more hearing, I might as well give it up because my hearing aid is as high as it'll go. They don't make them any stronger. So I guess volunteering for the service, I'll stand by one. And working as a fireman, standing by jets and putting fires out on jets when they came in, didn't help my hearing any. Because it went from mild to profound hearing loss all within about 3 years. So I guess it's done a nice job on me. But that's okay. I'll get used to it after a while. Once the hearing aids die, that'll be the end of it. Thank you, Peter, and to KPR. By the way, Merry Christmas to everybody, because I won't be around for the next couple days. And to KPR.
Okay, well, sorry to hear about that, but, you know, you look forward to, when you're a kid, you look forward to getting older, but little do you know, it's all downhill after a certain point. I'm starting at that point. I mean, you know, and not too bad, but it's tough. Oh, well, do the best you can, I guess. Anyway, Merry Christmas to you, if I don't talk to you again, and Happy New Year, and this is KC2WI. Do we have any Echo Link stations wishing to check in? Okay, no Echo Link station service, KC2WI. This is a Black River Valley service net looking for check-ins. Any station anywhere, over.
And to PFM, good evening, Pete.
Okay, N2PFM, go ahead.
Yes, good evening, Pete, and everybody else on the net. I got a temperature here of 39 degrees. That's the high for the day. It was 28 this morning, and no sunshine, but the snow is melting. That's a lot, by quite a bit, in fact. I've been reading an awful lot of confusing stuff about where you told me to go there and everything earlier in the day, so I'm putting that out of my head for the night and look at a couple other things here on YouTube. They have nothing to do with it. And, alright, we'll see what goes on. So in the meantime, God bless and 73s. And a Merry Christmas to all who may not be on in the meantime. But to anyone there, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everyone. And to PFM clear.
I haven't looked at it anymore, but maybe that's something I might look at in the next week or so here. I think I'd kind of like to get that project going, and I think that there might be some profit in it for me, because I'm sure there's a lot of people around here who would like to be able to receive those transmissions and decode them, and whether it's just the voice without buying an expensive scanner, or whether it's the voice and some of the data. And I think it's doable. It's just something I gotta get into and set up. Alright, this is KC2WI, and this is the Black River Valley Service Net. We're looking for additional check-ins, over.
5ALW, good evening, Pete.
KC2MC, good evening, Pete.
N5AOW, KC2NBU, N5AOW, go ahead.
Okay, Pete, N5AOW, good evening, everyone. Kind of a strange day today up here. We had just remnants of a little bit of snow this morning, and then it seemed kind of quiet, but awful gray. Went to Boonville and got a few errands done, and on the way back, went with my neighbor. On the way back, there was some sprinkles of shower. It was starting to rain, so quick had lunch and got out with the snow blower and got the latter part of the snow cleared off in a couple areas around on the back of the house and the driveway. I needed to do that before the rain came, because once that's soggy, you're not going to move it. And like you were saying, you know, it's melting from the bottom more so than the top, I think, because the ground is still warm. So, but anyway, it's dwindling down in a hurry, so it doesn't look like it's going to last very long. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, Pete. You have a good evening, too. N5AOW, back to night control.
Okay, Bob. Well, here there's still mostly the ground, the yard and stuff is covered where it wasn't too thick, where the trees caught most of it on the driveway. That's getting pretty bare, but the problem is that most of that would be probably almost bare, except for the, you know, 6 inches that fell off the roof and packed right in. But I'm hoping that I'm making the right decision here, and I think I am, not to bother with it. The car I park out in front in the winter, just because of that problem. I never park a vehicle, you know, behind the house. They're always parked right out by the end of the driveway, or in the front yard on the grass, because that's exactly what happens. And if you had a car in the side of the house, I had the tracker there once or twice when it came down, and I'm like, oh, I heard it come on. I'm like, oh, there goes my soft top. But fortunately, it didn't ever hurt it. But, you know, if you have a car in the back part of the driveway, forget it. You will not get that vehicle out. You know, maybe if it was a big plow truck, it would be fine. But I think it's all going to melt anyway, even though it's sort of, you know, packed in there pretty good and in the shade. It's going to get so warm for such a long time that I won't have to worry about it. But that's right, that you're right. You know, either I had to have shoveled it, or, you know, run the snowblower right when it came down, or forget it until it melts. In this case, it's going to melt. Anyway, thanks for checking in there, and we'll go over to KC2NBU. KC2NBU, KC2WI.
Yeah, Pete, we got 42 degrees up on the hill here, and I'm just going out to change a camshaft position sensor on one of my trucks. I'm watching a YouTube video to see where it is. Some of them are up top, some of them are down by the crankshaft pulley. So, gotta figure out where mine is.
Yeah, those YouTube videos drive me nuts. One picture, or a little diagram, or 20 words, and you would know. looking at the picture, but you got to watch 10 minutes of a YouTube video. Now, sometimes it's a procedure which is best explained by a video, but an awful lot of times it's not really. That's the way things are going. Everybody wants videos. They don't know how to write, you know, stuff like that. So they can make a video where they can talk and put some, you know, slamming music behind it, which adds nothing to the information, but that's the way it is. KC2WI.
Well, I'm just glad for any help, pictures, video, whatever they can offer. It saves me a lot of time. I just YouTube the idle but no run situation on a Subaru. And they gave me a list of things to check and did all three of the things on the list. Of course, it's always the last one on the list, but ended up being the mass airflow sensor.
Yeah, well, sometimes, you know, it is good if we have the resource. I started my motorcycle. I decided before the snow, well, it's time to put that in the back of the storage barn there and bring the snowblower out. And so I figured, well, I'll drain the gas, most of the gas, I'll run it dry. I couldn't start that thing. So finally I said, well, you know, the air box on that is any air intake is under the seat and all that. So I took the side panel off and I took the three screws off the side panel of the air box with the intention of just spraying a little starting fluid just in there, you know. And no wonder it wouldn't start. It was all just packed up with a old mouse nest. It had been there for quite some time, but I haven't driven it. You know, I rode it all of 50 miles this summer, I think. And I pulled that out, and of course, then I could get it to run. But of course, they chewed the air filter, the foam, so I got to find a new element for that. Anyway, it's always something. KC2WI.
Yeah, I just found a Yamaha XT600 down in Rome for $1,500. What a nice find. It's old. It's an 87, but really, really nice shape. Only has 10,000 miles on it.
Yeah, I don't know what mine has on it, because when I got it, the speedometer, the gear, not the cable, but the drive gear, worm gear, whatever, that was broken. And I'm not sure what the odometer has on it, but I'm sure it's not right. Yeah, I don't know. Now I ride the thing. I might just, you know, next spring, summer, just see if I can sell it for a reasonable price. And I've got this old Yamaha, a 79 maybe it is, I can't remember the year, 175 Enduro, sort of like the old one I had when I was in, 11th grade or whatever, 12th grade, whenever I bought it, you know. But mine had the conventional rear shocks, and this one is a couple, three, 4 years newer. It's got monoshock, which is, you know, vast improvement. And I bought it from people up in Carthage, not in bad shape. Unfortunately, when I went to, you know, register it, well, you know, you need the, where's the title or whatever. I don't have, you know, I got what I got. Well, you got to send this letter in triplicate to the people you got it from and request more info. You know, I'm like, well, they're not going to give me any because they don't have it. So I started that, you know, certified letter, all that. It got sent. And the idea is you send two of them. You send one. If it doesn't, you know, if it gets rejected, you send another one. Then you bring the two that were undeliverable back, and then you fill out this form. Well, they must have got it because it didn't come back as undeliverable, but I never heard from them. I tried calling a phone number I had, never heard from them. The phone isn't disconnected. I don't know. So there's got to be a way to do it. And I just haven't got around to it, so maybe I'll try that again next spring. And I'd be just happy having that little thing to put a little bit iPod around with it and maybe sell the 350, I don't know.
Isn't the 175 a two-stroke?
Yeah, it's a 1979 or something like that.
Yeah, I had a 1973, I guess they called it a CT-175 or DT-175. Nice bike, but like I said, mine was a dual-shock bike and it did not ride well. Nothing like the mono-shock bikes. What you can do, the easiest thing to do would be to order a duplicate title. You can do that online. The downside is the title comes in the old person's name and it gets sent to the old person's address. But if they still live there and you give them a heads up that it's coming, offer them 10 or 15 bucks for their travel, it's the simplest, easiest, and it takes less than a week.
Well, that's the problem is I've made attempts to contact them, and before I sent, no, maybe I did send, I sent the form that they were supposed to fill out, and then I sent a thing telling them why I was sent a letter, you know, with it, I think. I don't know if I sent a separate one. Never got any reply, and then I never got, I tried calling them many times and just never got any reply. I don't think I actually have an address. I think that their address that I had, let's put it this way, was not where the bike was. I can't remember, and I know they had a couple of them out on the thing, but anyway, I suppose I could go look that address up or try to remember where, you know, and then when I get there, I'll know if it'll, you know, be obvious if it was where I picked the thing up or not. Knock on a door, you know, whatever, and maybe have the form in hand and say, listen, sign this. Or maybe see if they'll agree to the title thing. It's kind of ridiculous for you know, antique almost motorcycle that probably cost $600 new. You know, doesn't the great New York State system tell you if something is stolen? If nobody reported it stolen, then why do you assume I'm a crook?
No, it's all about the money. You know that. People don't have landlines anymore. Phone numbers change every few years. What you can do is take the name on the registration and search it out. Well, you don't have to register it to title it in your name. There's actually a check on the green form for title only.
Yeah, well, right. What the DMV was, oh, you got to get the title, you got to do this, and send these two letters, and then if you, you know, prove that you made the best possible effort, and then you sign an affidavit that says, I swear I didn't steal this, and pay us $100, like you say, and we'll give you another title. So, you know, I don't know. But that's not a bad idea, is try to get a hold of them again and see if maybe they'll be willing to help me out. You know, when I bought the thing, they said, well, if you need anything else, let us know. Well, of course, I really didn't do anything for a couple of years with it. If I had tried to register it right off the bat, you know, the next week probably or month, probably they might have been a little more responsive, and you know, but a few years later they forgot about it and didn't want to bother, you know.
Yeah, you never know. A lot of things could have happened between now and then, but like I said, if you can chase them down, you know, give them some incentive, buy them lunch or something.
Yeah, well, that's the big thing, is getting in touch with them at all. Who knows, they could be in California by now, you know, I don't know. Anyway, I'll try it, among all the other stuff I got on the list to do. I should either get it registered so I could ride it, or give up on it and maybe, you know, sell it off to someone else who maybe doesn't care about registering it, and just get it out of my way, I guess. But we'll see. KC2WI. Okay, well, we'll make this final call. I never did really close the net. This is KC2WI, last call for check-ins or comments for the Black River Valley Service Net. Over. KC2WI now closed in the Black River Valley service net and returning the repeater to other amateur use. KC2WI is clear.
Hope to hear everyone tomorrow evening. KP2KOJ is clear.